Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 125. Yes means yes. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. Matthew 5:37. Sit with that for a moment. Don't rush past it. Jesus isn't handing out a communication tip. He's describing the condition of a soul. He's saying, the way you speak tells the truth about who you are on the inside. We live in a world drowning in fine print, agreements with escape clauses, answers that sound like yes, but mean maybe. And into that world, Jesus calls his people to something startlingly different, plain speech, clean and unadorned, yes or no, and then let it stand. Because a trustworthy yes doesn't come from good intentions alone. It flows from an undivided heart. Integrity isn't what you perform when people are watching. It's who you are when no one is. It's being the same person in the meeting room and in the hallway, on the platform and at the kitchen table. When your inside and your outside are saying the same thing, that is holiness you can hold in your compte. And Jesus puts his finger on something we'd rather not examine. If you have to swear to be believed, if you need extra assurances to convince people that this time you really mean it, something precious is already gone. Truth that is practiced every day doesn't need props. It arrives before you do. People feel it before you open your mouth. Think about your work, your family, the commitments you've made this week. Your yes has already become a deadline someone is counting on, an expectation someone is carrying. Keeping your word on time without being reminded, that's not just professionalism. That is discipleship wearing the clothes of a calendar. That is faith made concrete and livable. And trust, hear me on this, trust is never built in a single moment. It is built slowly, one kept word at a time, stacked quietly over months and years. Every honored yes is a brick that holds. And over time, those bricks become something solid, a name people can lean on, a father, a friend, a colleague, someone whose word, when given, simply settles the matter. So today, before breakfast, before the day gets its hands on you, open your calendar, look at the commitments you've made, pick one, just one, and reach out to that person and say, count on me, not as a formality, with weight, with intention, and then keep it. That is the yes that matters. Not the one that impresses. The one that holds. That stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.